This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد إخوتي في الله For the upcoming 30 minutes, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I request you to lend me your heart and your mind. I want you to leave this world behind. I want you to travel with me through time and imagine yourself in front of one of the greatest gatherings. As a matter of fact, it is indeed the greatest gathering that ever gathered on the planet of Earth. Imagine yourself standing or looking at over 100,000 Muslims, mu'mins, rather Sahabi, and they are looking at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day is the day of Arafah. The year is the 10th of Hijrah. It is indeed the last and the only Hajj that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. And while he was on his mount, Allah revealed on him on the day of Jum'ah, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have perfected your religion and I have chosen al-Islam as your religion. Today I have perfected my bounties, my blessings upon you. فَبَكَى عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَمَا فِي ابْنَ جَرِيرٍ كَمَا ذَكَرَهُ ابْنَ جَرِيرٍ مَا يُبْكِيكَ عُمَرْ بِنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ He wept after he heard the ayah. The Messenger of Allah said to him, Oh Umar, what would you cry and weep? فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ بَعْدِ الْكَمَالِ إِلَّا النُّقْصَانِ He said, O Messenger of Allah, there is no after perfection except imperfection. Umar bin Khattab felt from that ayah that the time of the Messenger of Allah was near. And Umar bin Khattab weeped because he knew and he realized that day is coming soon or later. And then the Messenger of Allah moved with the Sahaba to Muzdalifah, then to Aqaba. And then he stood in front of the Sahaba once again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَلَعَلِّي لَا أَحُجُّ بَعْدَ حَجَّتِي هَذِي رواه البخاري. The Messenger of Allah, he turned to the Sahaba while they were throwing the jamarat. And he said to the Sahaba, turn, take your rituals from me. Learn from me. See what I'm doing. This is part of your religion. Perhaps this could be my last hajj ever. And then the Sahaba went along. And then the days of Tashriq came. The days of Mina came. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ يَا مُحَمَّدِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. يَا مُحَمَّدِ, when the victory of Allah comes, when the Congress of the city of Mecca comes and you see people entering Islam as large numbers, praise your Lord and ask for His forgiveness. يقول ابن عباس كان عمر رضي الله عنه يدخلني مع بعض أشياخ البدر. عمر بن الخطاب, he used to bring me with him when we have a meeting with the people of Badr. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ, some of them said, لِمَا يُدْخِلُ هَذَا عَلَيْنَا وَلَنَا أَبْنَا مِثْلَ, why would this little boy would come to our gatherings and meetings while we have children of his age? قَالَ عُمَرْ, هُوَ مِنْ حَيْثُ عَلِمْتُمْ, he is who he is. قال ذاك ذات يوم دعاني عمر, one day عمر called me رضي الله عنه, and the Sahaba and the أهل بدر, the Ansar and the Muhajirin were sitting, and he said to them, ما تقولون في قول الله تعالى إذا جاء النصر الله, and he recited سورة النصر. He said, what would you say? What is your understanding concerning إِذَا جَاءَ النَّصْرُ, the Sahaba, they said, Allah is ordering us to praise Him and ask forgiveness if we became victorious. قَالَ وَسَكَتَ بَعْضُهُمْ, and some of them were silent. قَالَ مَا تَقُولُ يَا ابْنَ عَبَّاسِ, O son of Abbas, what is your interpretation and understanding of this chapter? قَالَ, that is not what I understand. Rather, Allah is telling His Messenger that His time is up. So when you see the people coming to Islam in large numbers, then praise your Lord and ask forgiveness. قَالَ عُمَرْ, وَاللَّهِ, this is how I understood. And then the Messenger of Allah came to the city of Medina. And the first pain that he felt, or the beginning of the illness, was simple headache. The Messenger of Allah felt headaches that would not go away. قالت عائشة كما في سنن البيهقي وابن الماجه والصحيح الألباني قالت رجع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من البقيع وبي الصداع. The Messenger of Allah came back from the visit, from visiting al-Baqi', the Sahaba, and I had headache. So I said to him, "Wa rasah, oh my head really hurts." فقال بل يا عائشة وراسه. No, Aisha, it's not you who have headache, it is I who have headache. And then he said, sallallahu, even at that situation, he said, ya Aisha, ma darruk. He said, what would happen to you? There's nothing going to happen to you. If you die before me, ghasaltuki, I would wash you. Wa kafantuki, I would put the shrouds on you myself. وَصَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْكِ I will pray on you. وَدَفَنْتُكِ And I will bury you. Aisha, being who she was, a jealous person, a loving wife, قَالَتْ كَأَنِّي بِكَ وَاللَّهِ إِنْ فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ She said, I can see you, wallahi, when you do this, ya Rasulullah. فرجعت إلى بيتي فعرست فيه ببعض نسائك. And subhanAllah, she said, "Wallahi, ya Rasul, I know you may you will do that if I die before you. But I can see that after you do all this, you will come back and bring other women to my house." قالت صلى الله عليه رضي الله عنه. Then he got ill. And he continued getting ill until he died from that illness. And then he was going from one house to another. And he would say, Aina ana ghad? Where am I tomorrow? Where am I? Asking his wife, looking for the night that he's going to be at Aisha's house. قالت فلما كان في بيت ميمونة while he was in the house of Maymuna and the messenger of Allah was getting very ill heavy can hardly talk and hardly walk the people came and they brought medication قالوا لدوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم give him medication And Aludhiya ikhwati fillah, when you force person to take medication from the side of the cheek. And Rasulullah yaqul, la, la. Qalu karahiyatil marid lid-dawa. He only saying no because he doesn't want to take the medication like any other sick person. And when the messenger of Allah felt a little bit stronger, qala alam anhakum antul duni? Did I not ask you, do not force me to take medication? They said, we thought you would hate medication like any other ill person. قَالَ لَا يَبْقَى فِي الْبَيْتِ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا لُدَّ إِلَّا عَمِّي الْعَبَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْهَدُكُمْ He said, each one of you, every one of you who witnessed that will go through the same thing. He will get ill and people will force medication on him except my uncle Abbas because he wasn't here. And that's how it happened. Then the time the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked permission and he said to his wives, allow me to be in the house of Aisha. So they brought him to the house of Aisha. فَقَالَ يَا Aisha. When he came, قَالَ يَا Aisha. This is the time that I feel the pain. أَلَمُ الطَّعَامَ الَّذِي أَكَلْتَهُ بِخَيْرٍ This is the time, والحديث في صحيح البخاري. This is the time that I feel the pain of the poisoned meat that I ate in خير. قَالَ فَهَذَا This is the time when it will kill me. This is the time. A Yahudi lady poisoned the messenger of Allah the day of Khaybar. And he ate the meat. And he said, it is only now that that effect, that poison is coming back. And he will kill me. قَالَتْ عَيْشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا Messenger of Allah got weaker and weaker and weaker. فَقَالَ مُرُوا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيُصَلِّيَ بِالنَّاسِ Order Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, let him lead the salat. فَقَالَتْ عَيْشَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَبَا بَكْرٍ رَجُلٌ ضَعِيفٌ Abu Bakr is very weak person. لا يسمع الناس من بكائه. He will not allow the people to hear his recitation from his crying. يا رسول الله مر عمر فليصلي بالناس. Order Umar, he's stronger, he's louder. You know, he can let the people hear the recitation. Let him, let Umar lead. قال مر أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس. Order أبا بكر. Let Abu Bakr lead the salah. قالت فقلت لحفص I said to Hafs قل لرسول الله Ask the messenger of Allah to order Umar to lead the salah. Indeed Abu Bakr is a person that is weak and he won't let the people hear from recitation. So Hafs she went to the messenger of Allah. والحديث في صحيح البخاري ومسلم فقالت يا رسول الله مر أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس مر عمر فليصلي بالناس قال إن كنا لأنتن صواحب يوسف مر أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس He said, you are indeed plotting like the women that plot against Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام or أبا بكر let him lead the salah Hafsa came back to Aisha. قالت ما كنت لأنال منك خيرا. She said, you always put me in trouble with the messenger of Allah. And she walked away. إخوتي في الله تقدم. تقدم a lot of your brothers. Then the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم keep getting weaker and weaker and weaker. On the Thursdays, يا إخوتي في الله, كما في صحيح البخاري. On Thursday, the messenger of Allah said, ائتوني بكتاب. Bring me a paper, something. أكتب لكم. I will write something for you. لا تضلوا بعد. You will not go straight after it. Some of the Sahaba, they said, The messenger of Allah is saying this because he's extremely sick. We indeed have the book of Allah. That's what we need. قال انصرفوا. He said, leave. ما أنا فيه خير مما. He said, what I'm in is better than what you're claiming that I'm. Leave. So they left. The messenger of Allah, after that, He said to Aisha, bring me cold water. So they brought cold water. فَلَعَلِّ أَعْحَدَ إِلَى النَّاسِ Perhaps I can give the people the farewell khutbah. So Aisha, they brought water and they started pouring on Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَتْ حَتَّى قَالْ Enough, قَدْ فَعَلْتُنَّ كما في صحيح البخاري ومسلم. Indeed, you did it. So the messenger of Allah came. يقول ابن سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه. خطب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The messenger of Allah gave khutbah. فقال and he said. إن الله خير عبدا بين الدنيا وفيما عنده. فاختار ما عند الله. Allah gave a servant a choice between this dunya and the thing that is with Allah. So he chose that with Allah. قَالَ فَبَكَى أَبُو بَكْرٍ. And then Abu Bakr cried. فَقَالَ أَبُو سَعِيدَ الْخُدَرِ فَقُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِ. I said to myself, عَجَبًا لِهَذَا الشَّيْخِ. What is wrong with the old man? إِنْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ خَيَّرْ عَبْدًا بَيْنَ الدُّنْيَا وَبَيْنَ مَا عِنْدَ فَاخْتَارَ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. If Allah gave a servant a choice between dunya and what it is with Allah, and he chose with that which is Allah, which was with Allah, why would he cry? قال أبو بكر قال أبي سعيد الخدري فكان رسول الله هو العبد وكان أبو بكر أعلمنا. That servant and the messenger of Allah was implying was Rasulullah, and Abu Bakr knew best. And then the messenger of Allah, كما في البخاري, he turned to Abu Bakr, فقال يا أبا بكر لا تبكي. Abu Bakr, don't cry. And then he turned to the Sahaba, فقال إن أمن الناس علي بصحبته وماله. Abu Bakr, he said, the people that have favor, most favor over me in terms of his companionship and his wealth is Abu Bakr. قَالَ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا. If I were, to take a friend or a khalil other than Allah, لَتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. I would have taken Abu Bakr khalil. وَلَكِنْ أُخُوَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَوَدَّتَهِ. Rather, is the brotherhood in Islam and the love that we have for each other. فَقَالَ لَا يَبْقَيَنَّ. And then he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَا يَبْقَيَنَّ بَابٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ إِلَّا سُدَّ إِلَّا بَابَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ. He said, all the gates that leads to the masjid must be sealed except the gates of that, except the door of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. يقول أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, this is the thing that we did not understand. And the messenger of Allah came back to his house. He came back. Thursday after that, he did not come out. Friday, he could not come out. Saturday, he could not come out. Sunday, he could not come out. And Monday, Salat al-Fajr, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while the Sahaba were praying behind Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he removed the curtain from the house of Aisha. And then he smiled, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he looked at the Sahaba as though this was the last time and the farewell look. And then he smiled, قَالَ ثُمَّ ضَحِكْ. And he smiled wider. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu started coming back. So perhaps the messenger of Allah will get up. And the Sahaba yaqul Anas. And the Sahaba felt that someone is watching. كَادُ أَن يَفْتَتِنُ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ. The Sahaba will get panicking in their salah. And then the messenger of Allah said to Abu Bakr, he say, مَكَانَكْ, stay where you are. And then he closed the curtain. He closed the curtain. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, he felt joy. He came to the messenger of Allah. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I haven't visited my wife who was living outside of the city. Give me a permission. Let me go there. So Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu was giving the permission. At that time, Ya Ikhwati Fillah, Aisha said, Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr came and he had miswak. And I'm holding the head of the messenger of Allah on my lap. And I'm held him closer to my chest. And he could not speak. And I saw him looking at Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr. And in his hand he has miswak. So I said to Rasulullah, you want the miswak? And he nodded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I took the miswak, I softened for him, and he started using the miswak so hard. And she said, there is no Nabi before death comes except that Allah will show him his place in Jannah and allow him to choose to go to Jannah or stay in this dunya. And then when he took the miswak out of his mouth, he raised his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, no, bal rafiq al-a'la, I want to be with the most high companions. قَالَ فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْتَارَنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ. I realized that he would not choose us. I realized that he would not stay with us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she said, his hand was up, it came down, and he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, radiyallahu anha, when that happened, I covered the face and the body of the Messenger of Allah. And shortly after that, Umar ibn Khattab with his strong voice, he said, allow me to see the Messenger of Allah. Allow me to see him, thinking that he's still alive. So he came and I put my hijab on and I walked away. With him was al-Mughira radiyallahu anhu. So he looked at the Messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ وَاغَشَ يَهْيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, you look so tired, O Messenger of Allah. You look so... He said, Ya Rasulullah, you look so tired. You look so weak. And then he got up. And then Al-Mughira at the door, he said, Ya Umar, mata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah is dead. And then Umar radiyallahu anhu, he grabbed him and he turned to him. فَقَالَ يَا مُغِيرَ. He said, oh Mughira, you are a man that is boiling with fitna. Wallahi, Rasulullah will not die until he kills all the munafiqeen and he leaves this deen pure without hypocrites. Ya Mughira, إِنَّكَ مُرْءٌ تَحُوسُهُ الْفِتْنَةَ. فَقَالَ قَدْ مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, Rasulullah is dead. And every time that Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu used to remember this, used to say to the people, لا شيء مما ترى تبقى بشاشته ويبقى الإله وينفد المال والولد لم تغني عن هرمز يوما خزائنه والخلد قد حاورت عاد فما خلد أين الملوك التي كانت لعزتها من كل أوب وافد يفد حوض هنالك غير بلا كذب لا بد من ورده إذا ورد. And then at that moment, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu comes out of the room saying to everyone, anyone who says the messenger is dead, wallahi, I will kill him and Rasulullah will come back and kill and cut the hands and the feet of anyone who claims that. And the people got confused. They got confused. Should they believe Umar or Mughira? And a Sahabi by the name Salim bin Ubaid, he went to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And Abu Bakr came. And when Abu Bakr came, he looked at the Messenger of Allah and he uncovered the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, you are good at life and dead, O Messenger of Allah. And then he came to the masjid And Umar with his sword standing there, standing, addressing to the people, فَقَالَ اِجْلِسْ يَا عُمَرْ. Sit down, O Umar. But Umar did not sit down. قَالَ يَا عُمَرْ. Sit down. But Umar did not pay any attention to him. قَالَ يَا عُمَرْ. Sit down. But Umar did not listen to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Then Abu Bakr went to the member. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. After he praised Allah, his very well known speech. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتِ. Whoever used to worship Muhammad, Muhammad indeed is dead. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Whoever used to worship Allah, Allah is ever living and he will never die. And then he recited, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَى أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. يَقُولُ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Only at that moment, only at that time, I realized that Rasulullah is really dead. قَالَ my fear could not carry me. And then the Sahaba رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ تقول أم السلمة. We stayed up all night long. All night long. Hoping to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the last time. And then all of a sudden we were told that the Messenger of Allah cannot be seen. قالت فخرج بلال رضي الله عنه. And Bilal رضي الله عنه, he came up. And Abu Bakr, who is a Sahaba, would look at him as a leader. قَالَ يَا بِلَالْ أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ. Umm Salama, she said, we were listening to the adhan of Bilal. And Bilal came, and remember, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, Bilal and Rasulullah, they were like this. At a time of hardship, they were together. At a time of hunger, they were together. At the time of war, they were together. At the time of peace, they were together. At the time of sadaqah, giving the masakin, they were together. At the time of hajj, they were together. At the time of umrah, they were together. Every salat, they were together. And Bilal radiyallahu anhu used to wait for kalima from Rasulullah to come through that curtain. And this was the most happiest moment of his life when the Messenger of Allah comes and he says to him, Ya Bilal, arihna biha. And all of a sudden now, someone else other than the Messenger of Allah is telling Bilal to call the adhan. And Bilal radiyallahu anhu, he looked at the room, at the hijr of Rasulullah. And there's the Messenger of Allah was not the one who's giving the instruction. And Bilal, he went to the minbar. فَقَالَ Allahu Akbar. And he looked towards the room, but said, Rasulullah is not coming. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And then he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. فَقَالَتْ أُمَّ السَّلَمَةِ. When Bilal said, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, she said, this is the moment that the whole city of Medina could not stop crying. Because all of them remember that Rasulullah will never ever come out of that room ever again. فَقَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And then he came out and he threw himself after the adhan. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. Ask anyone else to call the adhan. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أُؤَذِّنْ لِأَحْدٍ بَعْدَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ. Ask anybody to call the adhan. For wallahi, I would never call adhan for anyone after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بِتُمْ وَبِنَّا فَمَا ابْتَلَّتْ جَوَانِحُنَا شَوْقًا إِلَيْكُمْ وَلَا جَفَّتْ مَعَاقِينَا تَكَادُ حِينَ تُنَاجِيكُمْ ضَمَائِرُنَا يَقْضِي عَلَيْهَا الْأَسَى لَوْلَا تَآسِينَا إِنْ كَانَ قَدْ عَزَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا لِقَاءُ ففي مواقف الحشر نلقاكم ويكفينا. If we could not meet the messenger of Allah in this dunya, we would meet him on مواقف الحشر. We would meet him on the day of يوم القيامة صلى الله عليه وسلم. We would hug him, we would kiss him, we would say, Ya Rasulullah, yes, we never met you. We were not blessed enough to see you. But Ya Rasulullah, we lived for your deen. And we died for your deen, inshallah. And Allah, inshallah, would not separate us between us and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول ما تسمع واستغفر لك فاستغفر إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه ما تطوع مسك وفاح وما ترنم حمام وصاح وما هذل غرق وناح. إخوتي في الله, if you allow your brothers who are standing outside of the masjid to walk in and obey the orders of Allah when He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha qila lakum tafassahu fil majalisi fafsahu yafsahillahu lakum. Or who you believe when you're asking to move forward and allow other people, give them space and allow them to sit, move forward. Listen to the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and squeeze yourself and allow your brothers who are standing outside to enter the house of Allah. إخوتي في الله, I know we can never be part of his life صلى الله عليه وسلم per se. We cannot hug him like the Sahaba. We cannot feel his skin. We cannot shake his hand. We cannot sit with him in a halaq. We cannot take it from him directly. However, ya ikhwati fillah, as long we have the deen of Allah, we still can be part of that legacy. And we can establish this deen of Allah, in the city of Toronto. And I have to leave you with this, ya ikhwati fillah, that in the city of Toronto, there's one of the masajid that was trying to establish the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to provide for the young people, trying to give them a glimpse of that life while they exposed to the other side, the other wild side or the fitness side of this world. The only issue with this mosque, ikhwati fillah, the brothers who are running this masjid, they will be defaulting that payment of the masjid. So this masjid that was being, alhamdulillah, they purchased for $3 million. They only have less than $150,000, as they told me this morning. And they asked me to come and give the khutbah to the congregation of Abu Huraira and see if they can help them to rescue the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at least on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, that moment that you lived for, when you see the messenger of Allah, you say, Ya Rasulullah, I indeed contributed to your deen, to the deen of Allah. I gave something, Ya Rasulullah, for Allah, of course, but because of the love that we have for the deen of Islam. And you say, Ya Rasulullah, I took part of that. So the brothers are standing outside. Please help them out as much as you can. And if you cannot help them, make sure you circulate the words, and I'll make sure that the masjid will not go back to the hands of the original owner, which is a kafir. The original owner of the masjid is not a Muslim. And he was a decent man who honored his contract, and as a Muslims we should honor our contract. Help the brothers that are standing outside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم, ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. وأقم الصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم. تقدم الله يبادر. Then the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم keep getting weaker and weaker and weaker. On a Thursday, Ya Ikhwati Fillah, coming from Sahih al-Bukhari, on Thursday, the Messenger of Allah said, I'tuni bi kitabin, bring me a paper, something. Aktubu lakum, I will write something for you. La tadullu ba'da, you will not go straight after. Some of the Sahaba, they said, the Messenger of Allah is saying this because he's extremely sick. We indeed have the book of Allah. That's what we need. قَالْ إِنْصَرِفُ He said, leave. مَا أَنَا فِيهِ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا He said, what I'm in is better than what you're claiming that I'm in. Leave. So they left. The Messenger of Allah, after that, he said to Aisha, bring me cold water. So they brought cold water. فَلَعَلِّ أَعْحَدَ إِلَى النَّاسِ Perhaps I can give the people the farewell khutbah. So Aisha, they brought water and they started pouring on Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قالت حتى قال enough enough قد فعلتن كما في صحيح البخاري ومسلم indeed you did it so the messenger of Allah came يقول أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه خطب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the messenger of Allah gave khutbah فقال and he said إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَيَّرَ عَبْدًا بَيْنَ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي مَا عِنْدَهِ فَاخْتَارَ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Allah gave a servant a choice between this dunya and the thing that is with Allah. So he chose that with Allah. قَالَ فَبَكَى أَبُو بَكْرٍ And then Abu Bakr cried. فقال أبو سعيد الخدري فقلت في نفسي I said to myself عجبا لهذا الشيخ What is wrong with the old man? إن يكن الله خير عبدا بين الدنيا وبين ما عند فاختار ما عند الله If Allah gave a servant a choice between dunya And what it is with Allah, and he chose with that, which was with Allah. Why would he cry? قال أبو بكر قال أبي سعيد الخدري. فكان رسول الله هو العبد، وكان أبو بكر أعلمنا. That servant and the messenger of Allah was implying was رسول الله, and Abu Bakr knew best. And then the Messenger of Allah, كما في البخاري, he turned to Abu Bakr, فقال يا أبا بكر لا تبكي. Abu Bakr, don't cry. And then he turned to the Sahaba, فقال إن أمن الناس علي بصحبته وماله. Abu Bakr, he said the people that have favor, most favor over me in terms of his companionship and his wealth. Is Abu Bakr. قال ولو كنت متخذا خليلا. If I were to take a friend or a khalil, other than Allah, لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. I would have taken Abu Bakr خليل. ولكن أخوة الإسلام ومودته. Rather, is the brotherhood in Islam and the love that we have for each other. فقال لا يبقين and then he says صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يبقين باب في المسجد إلا سد إلا باب أبا بكر he said all the gates that leads to the masjid must be sealed except the gates of that is except the door of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq يقول أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه this is the thing that we did not understand And the Messenger of Allah came back to his house. He came back. Thursday, after that, he did not come out. Friday, he could not come out. Saturday, he could not come out. Sunday, he could not come out. And Monday, Salat al-Fajr, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while the Sahaba were praying behind Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he removed the curtain from the house of Aisha. And then he smiled, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he looked at the Sahaba as though this was the last time and the farewell look. And then he smiled, قَالَ ثُمَّ ضَحِكْ. And he smiled wider. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu started coming back. So perhaps the Messenger of Allah will get up. And the Sahaba يقول أنس, and the Sahaba felt that someone is watching. كَادُ أَنْ يَفْتَتِنُ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ. The Sahaba will get panic in their salah. And then the Messenger of Allah said to Abu Bakr, he said, مَكَانَكْ, stay where you are. And then he closed the curtain. He closed the curtain. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he felt joy. He came to the Messenger of Allah. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I haven't visited my wife who was living outside of the city. Give me a permission. Let me go there. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was giving the permission. At that time, Ya Ikhwati Fillah, Aisha said, Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr came and he had miswak. And I'm holding the head of the Messenger of Allah on my lap. And I'm held closer to my chest. And he could not speak. And I saw him looking at Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr. And in his hand, he has miswak. So I said to Rasulullah, you want the miswak? And he nodded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I took the miswak, I softened for him. And he started using the miswak so hard. And she said, there is no Nabi before death comes except that Allah will show him his place in Jannah and allow him to choose to go to Jannah or stay in this dunya. And then when he took the miswak out of his mouth, he raised his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, no, bal rafiq al-a'la, I want to be with the most high companions. قَالَ فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْتَارَنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلِيمُ. I realized that he would not choose us. I realized that he would not stay with us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she said, his hand was up. He said, it came down and he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, radiyallahu anha, when that happened, I covered the face and the body of the Messenger of Allah. And shortly after that, Umar ibn Khattab with his strong voice, he said, allow me to see the Messenger of Allah. Allow me to see him, thinking that he's still alive. So he came and I put my hijab on and I walked away. With him was al-Mughira radiallahu anhu. So he looked at the Messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ وَاغَشَ يَهْيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, you look so tired. O Messenger of Allah. You look so... He said, Ya Rasulullah, you look so tired. You look so weak. And then he got up. And then Al-Mughira at the door, he said, Ya Umar, Mata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah is dead. And then Umar radiallahu anhu, he grabbed him and he turned to him. فَقَالَ يَا مُغِيرَ. He said, "Oh Mughira, you are a man that is boiling with fitna. Wallahi, Rasulullah will not die until he kills all the munafiqeen and he leaves this deen pure without hypocrites. Ya Mughira, إِنَّكَ مُرْءٌ تَحُوسُهُ الْفِتْنَةَ. فَقَالَ قَدْ مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, Rasulullah is dead. And every time that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh used to remember this, used to say to the people, لَا شَيْءَ مِمَّا تَرَى تَبْقَى بَشَاشَتُهُ وَيَبْقَى الْإِلَهُ وَيَنْفَدَ الْمَالُ وَالْوَلَدُ لَمْ تُغْنِي عَنْ هُرْمِزٍ يَوْمًا خَزَائِنُهُ وَالْخُلْدَ قَدْ حَاوَرَتْ عَادٌ فَمَا خَلَدُ أَيْنَ الْمُلُوكَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ لِعِزَّتِهَا مِنْ كُلِّ أَوْبٍ وَافِدٍ يَفِدُ حَوْضٌ هُنَالِكَ غَيْرُ بِلَا كَذِبٍ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ وَرْدِهِ إِذَا وَرَدُ. And then at that moment, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu comes out of the room, saying to everyone, anyone who says the messenger is dead, wallahi, I will kill him, and Rasulullah will come back and kill and cut the hands and the feet of anyone who claims that. And the people got confused. They got confused. Should they believe Umar or Mughira? And a Sahabi by the name Salim bin Ubaid, he went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And Abu Bakr came. And when Abu Bakr came, he looked at the messenger of Allah and he uncovered the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to him, "You are good at life and dead, O messenger of Allah." And then he came to the masjid and Umar with his sword standing there, addressing to the people, فَقَالَ اِجْلِسْ يَا عُمَرْ. Sit down, O Umar. But Umar did not sit down. قَالَ يَا عُمَرْ, sit down. But Umar did not pay any attention to him. قَالَ يَا عُمَرْ, sit down. But Umar did not listen to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Then Abu Bakr went to the member. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. After he praised Allah, his very well known speech. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتِ. Whoever used to worship Muhammad, Muhammad indeed is dead. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. And whoever used to worship Allah, wallahi, Allah is ever living and he will never die. And then he recited, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَى أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. يقول عمر رضي الله عنه, only at that moment, only at that time, I realized that Rasulullah is really dead. قال, my feet could not carry me. And then the Sahaba رضي الله عنه, تقول أم السلمة, we stayed up all night long, hoping to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the last time. And then all of a sudden we were told that the messenger of Allah cannot be seen. قالت فخرج بلال رضي الله عنه. And Bilal رضي الله عنه, he came up. And Abu Bakr, who the Sahaba would look at him as a leader, قَالَ يَا بِلَالْ أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ. Umm Salama, she said, we were listening to the adhan of Bilal. And Bilal came, and remember, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, Bilal and Rasulullah, they were like this. At the time of hardship, they were together. At the time of hunger, they were together. At the time of war, they were together. At the time of, you know, peace, they were together. At the time of sadaqah, giving the masakin, they were together. At the time of hajj, they were together. At the time of umrah, they were together. Every salah, they were together. Abu Bilal radiyallahu anhu used to wait for kalima from Rasulullah to come through that curtain. And this was the most happiest moment of his life when the messenger of Allah comes and he says to him, Ya Bilal, arihna biha. And all of a sudden now, someone else other than the messenger of Allah is telling Bilal to call the adhan. And Bilal radiyallahu anhu, he looked at the womb, at the hijr of Rasulullah. And there's the messenger of Allah was not the one who's giving the instruction. And Bilal, he went to the minbar. فَقَالَ Allahu Akbar. And he looked towards the room, but said, Rasulullah is not coming. فَقَالَ Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَقَالَتْ أُمَّ السَّلَمَةِ When Bilal said, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدُ وَرَسُولُ She said, this is the moment that the whole city of Medina could not stop crying. Because all of them remember that Rasulullah will never ever come out of that room ever again. فَقَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ And then he came out and he threw himself after the adhan. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ Ask anyone else to call the adhan. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أُؤَذِّن لِأَحْدٍ بَعْدَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ Ask anybody to call the adhan. For wallahi, I would never call adhan for anyone after the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَبِنَّا فَمَبْتَلَّ جَوَانِحُنَا شَوْقًا إِلَيْكُمْ وَلَا جَفَّدْ مَعَاقِينَا تَكَادُ حِينَ تُنَاجِيكُمْ ضَمَائِرُنَا يَقْضِي عَلَيْهَا الْأَسَى لَوْلَا تَآسِينَا إِنْ كَانَ قَدْ عَزَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا لِقَاءُ ففي مواقف الحشر نلقاكم ويكفينا. If we could not meet the messenger of Allah in this dunya, we would meet him on مواقف الحشر. We would meet him on the day of يوم القيامة صلى الله عليه وسلم. We would hug him, we would kiss him, we would say, يا رسول الله, yes, we never met you. We were not blessed enough to see you. But يا رسول الله, we lived for your deen. And we died for your deen, inshallah. And Allah, inshallah, would not separate us between us and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقولوا ما تسمعوا استغفروا لك فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا والنبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه ما تطوع مسك وفاح وما ترنم حمام وصاح وما هذل غرق وناح إخوتي في الله If you allow your brothers who are standing outside of the masjid to walk in and obey the orders of Allah when he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Or who you believe when you're asking to move forward and allow other people, give them space and allow them to sit, move forward. Listen to the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and squeeze yourself and allow your brothers who are standing outside to enter the house of Allah. إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ I know we can never be part of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, per se. We cannot hug him like the Sahaba. We cannot feel his skin. We cannot shake his hand. We cannot sit with him in a halaq. We cannot take it from him directly. However, ya ikhwati fillah, as long we have the deen of Allah, we still can be part of that legacy. And we can establish this deen, deen of Allah, in the city of Toronto. And I have to leave you with this, ya ikhwati fillah, that in the city of Toronto, there's one of the masajid that was trying to establish the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to provide for the young people, trying to give them a glimpse of that life while they exposed to the other side, the other wild side or the fitness side of this world. The only issue with this mosque, ikhwati fillah, the brothers who are running this masjid, they will be defaulting the payment of the masjid. So this masjid that was being, alhamdulillah, they purchased for $3 million. They only have less than $150,000, as they told me this morning. And they asked me to come and give the khutbah to the congregation of Abu Hurairah and see if they can help them to rescue the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at least on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, that moment that you lived for, when you see the messenger of Allah, you say, Ya Rasulullah, I indeed contributed to your deen, to the deen of Allah. I gave something, Ya Rasulullah, for Allah, of course, but because of the love that we have for the deen of Islam. And you say, Ya Rasulullah, I took part of that. So the brothers are standing outside. Please help them out as much as you can. And if you cannot help them, make sure you circulate the words, and I'll make sure that the masjid will not go back to the hands of the original owner, which is a kafir. The original owner of the masjid is not a Muslim. And he was a decent man who honored his contract, and as a Muslims, we should honor our contract. Help the brothers that are standing outside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر وأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم.